WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
Ruthie Walker wants every kid who walks through her door to have a quality education, something she tries to ensure in her role as a student services assistant and activities coordinator at the Pittsburgh Student Achievement Center. 90.5 WESA's Brian Cook has more.
Ruthie Walker walks the halls of the Student Achievement Center in Homewood, greeting students, making sure each has their eye on the ball. The ultimate goal, graduation.
I grew up in Homewood. You know, I'm one of them people that got to give back. And so I'm really, really passionate about making sure they understand that this ain't the last stop.
The Student Achievement Center is an alternative school in the Pittsburgh Public School District, set up for middle and high school students, grades 6 through 12, to make up credits if they've fallen behind.
It's like a second chance. But when they come here, I let them know that we don't care what happened in the past, because you're starting off clean right here. So from here forward, let's get those grades up.
Walker has worked in education for over 25 years and says it's important to extend a hand of compassion to students in ways that are needed for academic growth.
I think it's really important for them to understand that we're here for them and that we love them. I got so many students here that call me mom. And that's an honor for me, because my thing is, if you're calling me mom, I'm doing something right.
All right, son. You leaving now? All right. Have a good day.
Call it your mom, because, you know, moms care about you. Moms make sure you good.
That's Joshua Dixon, a high school junior who says Walker's nurturing demeanor isn't one to take lightly, and her method of getting through to students is strategic.
She'll really go out for you. Anything you want, she'll get it for you. But it comes with a price. Like, you got to be doing good. You got to be on top of your game. You got to be on your P's and Q's. You can't just be slouching and think, like, oh, I'm about to just be taking her for advantage because she does good for me. Like, nah, that's not how Ms. Walker works.
All right, guys, let's go.
It seemed like a lot of kids are always crowded around her, wanting to ask her questions when she's walking in the hallway.
Math teacher Sandra Ballard taught.
She exposed students to, Black history. That was never enforced before, okay, until she got here. It actually motivated other teachers to do the same. It motivated me.
And she says she's noticed an increase in both student class participation and social interaction.
I really appreciate her being here, because I've seen the students grow. They're more responsible. We have more students making honor roll. We have a lot of students on the student council.
Walker says throughout her years working in the school system, she's proud to see students achieve greatness. And part of showing appreciation, she says, is being present for the pinnacle of what should be every student's ultimate goal.
Every senior that's in here that invites me to their graduation, I go to every single graduation. If that means I sit through 3 or 4 graduations in a day, I'm going to be there, because I am here to make sure you're successful. And their success helps me to be successful. That gives me energy.
I'm Brian Cook, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series WESA Celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories at WESA.FM/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.